This week, ousted Speaker of the Florida House, Ray Sansom, had more charges added to his indictment. A grand jury charged Sansom and his developer friend Jay Odom with perjury. The St. Petersburg Times and Miami Herald report on emails between Odom, Sansom, and the president of Northwest Florida State College regarding using state funding to construct an aircraft hangar. On the day he became House Speaker, Sansom took a position with the college, whose president, Bob Richburg, was also indicted for felony misconduct. In one email, Richburg wrote to Odom, quote, "We are committed to the idea of leasing unused space back to you." Yesterday, WMNF spoke with several of Ray Sansom's colleagues in the House of Representatives about the new charges. Representative Rich Glorioso, a Republican from Plant City, says he prays that Sansom will be found not guilty.
It's hard to comment on that because I don't have all the facts. I know Ray Sansom. I believe he's a true Christian man. I'm not sure that he's done anything on purpose that would warrant this. But then again, I don't have all the details on it, so it's hard to defend someone when you don't have the details. I have not seen any of the indictments against him. But I also know that in the process that they've just gone through, there is no defense in there. In other words, when you get to court and you have your defense attorney where you can challenge the information that's being presented, I think that's where we're going to see what really comes out of it. I think Ray will be found innocent, and I pray that he will be, but we'll see in a law of court. I mean, that's our country. Let's go to court. Let's let the prosecutor and defense present their cases and see what comes out of that.
Democratic House member Michael Shanti represents parts of Tampa.
Well, it's an unfortunate situation for all parties involved. I think that our criminal justice system will work through this issue. And beyond that, I don't know the facts well enough to comment, and other than just recognizing the unfortunate circumstances that all parties involved find themselves in is just, it's unfortunate.
Sarasota area legislator Keith Fitzgerald, a Democrat, says that he doesn't want to form an opinion about the case because he may be asked to judge Sansom's actions in the State House of Representatives.
I'm a big believer in the presumption of innocence, and so I think we just have to see how that plays out. I don't want to prejudge Representative Sansom. I think that there's a process underway. I could conceivably end up being a kind of juror in a sense, because it's possible under House rules that you may impanel a group of members to see if there were ethical violations. So I've been really careful not to prejudge Representative Sansom. I think he's entitled to stay in court just like anybody else. And so let's let the process work its way out and see where it ends up.
Representative Bill Heller, a Democrat from St. Petersburg, says that when he first joined the legislature, Sansom was one of the first representatives to show him the ropes.
I really don't have a kind of a dog in that fight. I really do care because I'm a people person, you know, and I really care about, you know, his family and so forth, because, you know, he isn't the only one that's you know, hurt in this. He is a colleague, and I worry about, you know, the colleague, but we also worry about the image of the institution. The administration, the leadership up there, took an effort to make sure that the image stayed positive to the extent that it could. But I do worry about, you know, his wife and his family.
Sansom was first indicted in April for felony misconduct because of $6 million in state appropriations for the building that is alleged to be available as an airplane hangar for Odom. The grand jury also criticized the legislature's budgeting process, which Representative Heller said did not become more transparent during the most recent session.
No, I don't think it happened. I think too many things are done behind closed doors. As a legislature, as a legislator and somebody who represents people, I'm concerned that, you know, it's not as open and as transparent as it ought to be. And if it's bad for me, think of what it is for my constituents. So, no, I think the grand jury was on target, and I don't think it was as open and transparent as it ought to be. There were still things done, you know, at the end that, you know, folks like me, you know, didn't know about. We got bills right at the, you know, last minute, not anything ahead of time. You know, so we've got some homework to do there. I mean, there's a lot of room for improvement in our process.